And that was Owen and McCoy, Growing Pains. And we are live in the studios of KRFY 88.5. That's Panhandle Community Radio this morning. And guess what? We have Nate Owen and Brendan McCoy.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. We're live in the studios, and we're here for a lot of reasons. You just came out or are going to release your Growing Pains CD here. It's beautiful cover. It looks like City Beach, maybe.
Or, yeah, actually, Brendan's grandmother, Carol Gilmore, did the artwork.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And I love the pictures inside of boys growing up in
Sandpoint, Idaho.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. I really can't call you boys anymore. You guys have graduated from high school. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And you've been playing music for how long?
It's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right? Together for 2 years. 2 years individually, probably.
2 years, and you're opening for the Wilco at the festival?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's dedication.
We're working hard, and I think it's really paying off. Yeah. It's a great town to do music in, a lot of great opportunities and strides to make. So
we have this new CD called Growing Pains. It's Owen McCoy. And tell us a little bit about how you found each other and came up with the idea to play music, and what kind of dedication is it taking to get where you are now?
Well, Nate and I originally, met, I guess we were good enough friends. We got along fine. And in high school, we had a Spanish class sophomore year. And at the end of the year, Nate had a guitar, and
I thought I was so cool with my guitar. And then he's like, hey, can I play that? And he blew me away. And I'm like, hey, we should hook up and start playing.
Yeah, the words, let's form a band, never really came out.
We just kind of did it. You
know? I remember we were practicing, just learning some songs and having a good time playing. We got offered a gig, so it all just kind of went from there.
It really has taken off.
Oh, yeah.
it's really, this doesn't happen to everyone, so you guys be grateful all the way through this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we even made, we came up with a list of people who we think remotely helped us in any way, and we put it on our album because we just want to thank anybody or everybody who's helped us get to where we are. So.
Really saw the potential. When you said, Nate, when you said Brendan came over and picked up your guitar and blew you away, Brendan, how did you, must have been practicing and playing. Is there an influence in your life that brought you to that point?
Apparently, I did not really know this until a couple months ago, but my dad, when I was younger, used to play guitar, just sit on the couch, pop out a guitar and play all the time. So I've always seen my dad playing a guitar, and that was always a huge, got to learn guitar, got to play guitar like dad. And I used to apparently sing songs that he would play. I'd be out in the yard, run around singing Down by the River. And that's one of the songs we actually play now.
Down by the river.
Yeah, exactly.
Good old classic Neil Jam.
Exactly. Sure. That's something that's, has always been there for me. And it's kind of an influence to see my dad
play. Well,
and it's
interesting because Brendan hasn't really taken guitar lessons. He's just been a self-taught guitarist. And I was listening to this old blues player, I forget his name, but they were talking about jazz. Like jazz nowadays, people train at college to go play jazz. And back then, there got a bunch of guys just dinking around. And they said old jazz musicians had some character to their sound while they weren't maybe as technically proficient. This guy over here, man, I'll tell you what, he's got some character to his sound.
Well, I was listening to just this last song we just heard called Growing Pains. I could hear that. It's I guess soulful would be the way of saying how you play those lead notes. You hear something and you are able to transpose that into your music. So that's a talent.
Well, thank you. If you're not playing or singing something, with your heart, you're not really playing or anything. You're just making noise. So.
Quote by Brendan McCoy.
Yeah. Put it in the books.
Yeah.
Put it in the books. We will. So yes, you're opening for Wilco at the festival. Pretty big deal. That's Saturday, August 15th. You're going to probably practice a lot before then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we practice a lot already. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely be running off some coffee for that.
When you say you practice a lot, just to throw out some ideas of what it really takes to get to the point you're at right now in just 2 years.
Well, during the school year, we originally started practicing. We played for an hour to an hour and a half at 6:37 in the morning every day during the school day or during the school week. And a lot of times we meet up on weekends and play too before we gig.
Yeah.
So
in the early stages, we practiced a lot just to get the mechanics down. And now it's less about mechanics and more about performance. And so a lot of times we'll just get together two or three times a week. We're busy in the summer. We have we have jobs and stuff, but we get together and really just work through our songs and learn new music and our mechanics. But we've gotten such close, you know, we're so close in our music that it's not a matter of mechanics anymore. It's a matter of conveying a thought. And that's harder to do when you're sitting in a room practicing. So a lot of the times our best practice is our performance.
Absolutely.
But it takes hours. I mean, I was in jazz band. I'd get up at 5 and play for 7. He was in jazz band too. So we're playing in the music ensembles at our school, and we're playing privately. So it's just a lot of work. But it's not really work. It's just something you do because you love it. And it's a lot of time, I would say, a lot of time.
This is 88.5 KRFY. We're live in the studios with Owen McCoy. That's Brendan McCoy and Nate Owen, who are local guys that have been playing music together and are coming out with their very first CD. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs on it. So you'd call that an EP?
Yeah,
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell us about the release party that's coming up this Friday.
So we're going to be playing at Evans Brothers Coffee, and we kind of wanted to play there because they feed our souls. You know, as musicians, you need your coffee. Not only do they have some of the best coffee I've ever had, and but they're also great people. So I kind of just was like, hey, you know, it'd be cool to give our fans an opportunity to come down and buy our CD. So we're going to be at Evans Brothers Coffee Roasters from 1 till 6 p.m. this coming Friday, the 26th. And that way, come down and get a CD and, you know, pick up our new album. And so that's a great opportunity
Absolutely. For our fans. And it'll just be a real casual, good time. You know, there'll be music playing. You can come talk to us, meet us, get a CD.
Get it
just
signed.
Have a good, yeah, absolutely, get it signed.
I bought special Sharpies just for the occasion.
Oh, to sign the
gold.
Yeah,
right. That's gold ones, yeah.
Absolutely. And it would, you know, we don't know where you guys are going. You're obviously going to go to college this fall to the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
Is what you told me. One will be in the music program, one in the music business program, or business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll both be playing tons of music. So Moscow is going to be graced with your sound. One thing I was thinking to ask you about this CD that you're releasing, how many of these songs are originals?
All of them.
All of them.
So you've not only learning to make a song your own, you're writing songs now.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
And in fact, you know, a lot of these songs are written in like 15 minutes at like 2 in the morning for me. And then Brendan, you know, he'll write lyrics. Like, for example, Rust, we wrote the lyrics, and it's been in 3 different songs. And he just sends me a text when we're in the recording process, like, hey, go make the ocean sounds or something like that. Go make music with ocean sounds. And that's what I came up with. Totally not the ocean, but it was, I think it's honestly one of our favorite tracks on that, and that we'll hear that later. But, you know, a lot of it's just so spontaneous, and it's all about experiences. Growing Pains, the track we just listened to, is a story about me and my friends going down to the beach and hanging out by the sewer outage pipe. I mean, it's just like, I'm like in fifth grade right now, because we're throwing rocks and sticks and things. We looked at ourselves, is this world gone forever? My friends listen to that, and they just tear up.
Oh,
so yeah. True. It's just about, you know, moving on in life. Mm-hmm. Is that world gone forever? I don't think it is, but it's just kind of a real thing that we try to convey. Because I think the best moments are the moments you know, the ones you've had and experienced. So that's what this album is, just a bunch of moments.
Okay. Well, there's a little bit of that, but I think it's time for us to hear a song. We don't want to get too far into just talking. It's really fun to talk to you, too. This is, again, 88.5. We're live in the studio with Nate Owen and Brendan McCoy, and we're going to hear a song off from their CD. They've been moving along in their music journey here and now have a CD that will be released on Friday at the Evans Brothers from 1 to 6. So why don't you tell us about the song, how it came about, and...
Brendan, take it away.
All righty. Well, this song is going to be the 4th one off the CD. It's going to be called Chances. I wrote this song. Pretty much all of it. I think this is one of the few songs that I write everything to and then give to Nate and be like, what can you do with this vocally? And, you know, he created a melody and went from there. But this song... it's really just about a whole bunch of, like Nate was talking about earlier, moments and feelings that come up. It's got to do a whole bunch about experiences, family, things that I see people doing, mistakes that are made, and how, you know, we're all living on moments where, you know, by chance things could turn. things can be great or
turn for the better.
And, you know, make the best of those chances. You know, let them grow. Don't let them falter.
Yeah. So here we go. This is Chances.
Chances with Owen and McCoy.
Thank you.
That was excellent. Beautiful.
You.
You know, I remember hearing you when you first started a few years ago, I think over at the charter school, maybe playing for something. And boy, that's, you're moving right along.
Charter school, that was a long time ago.
Right? But
really. Writing songs.
I do remember that.
Original songs and playing music together in a collaborative spirit. I can see that you, as you said, Nate, Brendan brings thought. I'm sure you both do both. And then create the song. It's like building a song.
Well, and some people are like, oh, Brendan just writes all the guitar and you do all the vocals. It's like, no. It's like we share it equally. I write a lot of the guitar parts. He writes a lot of the guitar parts. He writes a lot of the words. I write a lot of the words. It's just honestly a totally collaborative movement, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's worked out really, really well so far. So,
well, excellent. I was thinking about when I was listening to you, Teachers Along the Road. I mean, your road's been short, but here you are ready to open for Wilco. You have your first CD out. It's kind of the fast track, we'll call it. Along that fast track, I'm sure you've had teachers. You want to give a shout out and a thanks to some of those?
Absolutely, absolutely. At the high school, Aaron Gordon. Absolutely awesome. Yeah, Gordon.
Mr. Brunell as well. John Brunell, Aaron Gordon, the two music teachers at the high school.
So jazz.
Jazz band and choir for me.
Choir. Mm-hmm.
They've been great and have supported us. They're on our special thanks list for that reason, because they're magical people with a love of music. And, you know, especially teachers nowadays, it's really hard to be a teacher, especially in music. And so for them to be so dedicated, it's just something that it's a rare thing that we recognize. And I hope my fellow classmates recognize as well.
Definitely.
Ex-classmates.
Graduates now. Anyone for you besides those two also?
Aaron Gordon, just been absolutely awesome. I guess somewhere down the road, now he's working with my brother, is Paul Gunter. He's now at the charter school.
Oh, yeah.
I had him for 2 years when I was at charter. And he was just a really cool guy, like always, you know, play that rock and roll louder kid kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's doing a lot of work now with my brother, who is, you know, playing a lot of music also. So, you know, Paul's been pretty great.
Yeah, and for me, Amy Craven and Truck Mills have helped me out as well for lessons. So I took guitar from Truck Mills and Dave Gunter, and I've taken voice lessons for as long as I can remember from Amy Craven.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of help.
You sometimes wonder about genetics, Nate, because your sister, Rachel, has a singing voice,
like
too.
Like an angel? Yeah.
Like an angel.
Now she's an astrophysicist.
Is she really?
Yeah, it's just whoa, that's a transition, but she's loving it. So
yeah,
I guess I'll be the musician.
Well, you can always sing. There's always the
shower.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And music is really makes our world just, it's like flowers, you know, it's the best part of our world.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you think about it, any building you walk into, anywhere you go, you turn on your car, there's music.
Mm-hmm.
Music, and people say, you know, there's not a lot for musicians. There's a world for musicians, an oyster. Music is everywhere, and it just takes to think about it for 1 minute, and you realize you can't really go anywhere. You can't watch a film, you can't watch a TV show without music.
Mm-hmm.
Music is ingrained in our culture, and I think it is a part of the human experience.
Well, that's one of the questions I ask some of the musicians I interview on my show Between the Notes, which is interviews with songwriters about songwriting, is where do you think music comes from? And it's out there. It's out there, but it's part of such a strong part of the human experience. What do you think? Do you have anything you could add to that?
I think people find ways to put down their feelings in a tangible thing that makes sense. And for me, that best way to communicate it is through my music.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's making a painting. It's sculpting something. It's going out into the forest, climbing a mountain. It really is an individual expression fit for that person. And I think music is one of the most transparent of the expressions, because you have words, you have sound, you have feeling through the singer and through the guitar player's fingers or whatever instrument. And I think that's why I chose music, is to express it that clearly.
Well, a lot of times with the music, you know, simple conversations that are part of, you know, everyday human activity. You know, you talk, you do something, you hear something, and that's what really comes out a lot when you write a song, is just that conversation you had last week at the grocery store with somebody who, you know, said something, gave you bad news, gave you great news, whatever. That's where a lot of songwriting ideas come from. It's just simple interactions that you think about and go, you know, how could I possibly put this elegantly in a way that people want to listen to? But,
Most songs are about simple things put into a complex format, really.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bruce Springsteen is one of those guys, you know, a lot of people, Neil Young, they just had lives, and they decided to share those lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that out of the 7.3 billion people on this planet, there's a good majority of them, a good proportion of them, that have shared similar experiences. It's a connection.
It's a connection. That simple experience people can relate to. We have a little bit more time. We'd love to hear another song. It's so nice to sit here with recent graduates from high school talking about something so wonderful and profound. And thanks for sharing your insights. I do want to remind people you're here for a reason. You're having a CD release party.
Oh, yeah.
We also love being here, but yes, this Friday at Evans Brothers Coffee from 1 till 6. Okay. Stop by.
And it's a really nice CD. It's beautifully put together and has original songs.
Yeah, it's designed by actually my girlfriend, Megan Murray. So she's an excellent graphic design artist.
I know Megan.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Sure, she went.
Yeah, she did the graphic design. So we've really had a lot of help and a lot of artists' input, which is great. We like to bring in as many artists as possible.
Bravo, Megan. Nice job. Why don't you give us another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more after the song and say have a good day. But tell us a little bit about the song, and let's enjoy.
All right, well, this is Nate's song, so last one's mine. I'll give this one to him.
This song's called Burned Out. My friend in the past said something about it was basically along the lines of you're not really a musician or something like that. And it was kind of like, huh, it upset me. And then I realized, well, if you let stuff like that get to you, you're gonna burn out, you know, because pretty early on. So I just was like, huh, I could be angry about it or write a song. So I wrote a song. And actually, on the CD, we recorded this to a 1969 vintage tape recorder. So it sounds very interesting. But it's just kind of a reprise we threw in. It's our first recording with Bunker Studios. So here we go. This is Burned Out.
Had a friend who knew my name, had a friend who showed my shame. Oh, well, I asked my mama why I just can't move on by. Come on, tell me why. Well, mama said, get up and leave. Burn down.
that was Burned Out by Owen and McCoy, who are who just played that live here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY on this Wednesday morning, actually June 24th. And beautiful. Thank you. That was really fun to listen to.
Thank you.
Here in the studio. Just another saying of why you're here. You have a CD that just came out called Growing Pains, and you're going to have a CD release party.
Yes, indeed. At Evans Brothers Coffee this coming Friday, the 26th, from 1 till 6 p.m. So stop on by.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just a good time. You can purchase our CD. Just sit down, chat with us, listen to some music. You know, have a good time. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Bring everyone you can. Bring your dog if you really want.
Yeah.
And you play around town, too. You have shows that you do.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Here, there, and everywhere. And you're opening for Wilco at the festival Saturday, August 15th. Super big deal.
Yeah, and if you want to find out where we're playing next or anything like that, you can like our Facebook page at Owen and McCoy. Check out our website, owenandmccoy.com. So, yeah.
Get the news ahead before they play, so you know where to go to hear them. This is Nate Owen and Brendan McCoy. Thank you so much for coming in. What a treat for me. That was really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I just want to remind our listeners that Friday night on June 26th at 8 p.m., the first part of the local show will be dedicated to a live interview with John Craigie. I'll have John in here at the studios of 88.5 KRFY. He's playing a concert Saturday at the Panada. So we'll get a little preview of the concert that way. And at 9 o'clock today, Jack Peterson will be in the studio with Scott Kirby to talk about an upcoming event with Scott Kirby, our local, New Orleans jazz pianist.
Really, artist extraordinaire.
Artist extraordinaire. Better way of saying it. Thanks, Nate. That's perfect. And we also want to thank everyone who renewed their membership or became a new member during our recent 88.5 KRFY Community Radio Membership Drive. Remember, this is a listener-supported community, commercial-free radio station, so it takes all of us to chip in and make it possible. You can make a donation by going to our website at krfy.org. We have a secure PayPal donation button there, or you can send a donation and become a member or renew your membership. Send a check to KRFY at P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. And we certainly appreciate everyone's support. Again, Nate Owens and Brendan McCoy, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
It's beautiful. And we're going to return. We're going to hear a song now. This is also on the album Growing Pains, which you can pick up at the CD release party on Friday at Evans Brothers from 1 to 6. I got that right. And this is called Rust, Owen and McCoy.